Tell me a bit about the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Callaway County and how it started.
We started about, I think it was 2015, and when we recognized there was a great need for something to intervene with suicides in Callaway County. We have a very high amount of suicides for the state.
Tell us about the Warriors of Hope March happening Saturday, and what do you hope to accomplish?
We want to eradicate the stigma of suicide. We want to get people talking about it. Our goal is to have zero suicides in Callaway County, but we want to educate and prevent suicides.
And if people want to participate in the march, what should they do?
We're starting at 6 o'clock Saturday, September 15th. And if they could show up a little early to sign up, that would be good.
And that's 6 p.m.
6 p.m., yes. We do have shirts if they want to purchase a shirt. But anybody can walk or march. You don't have to have, you don't have to pre-sign up.
What types of events do you usually try to have as part of the Suicide Prevention Coalition?
We offer a question, persuade, refer program. It's called QPR. It's a free program that we can have someone come in to help people talk about suicide to families, friends, coworkers who may be thinking of suicide, so to help them find the way to talk about it.
And that's really the hard part, right? Why
exactly.
Is it so hard for people to broach that subject?
I think it's due to the myths that we have. I think that we think that talking about it will cause someone to do it.
But there's absolutely no evidence that supports that, correct?
Correct. It really helps to ask the question.
What are some signs we should look for just in the community if we have a friend or a loved one or an acquaintance that we think may be acting differently? I mean, what kind of actions should we be looking for?
Okay. If someone eats or sleeps too much or too little, if they begin isolating and pulling away from people and things they enjoy, if they have a little to no energy, if they act like nothing matters, feeling helpless or hopeless is a pretty good sign. Smoking, drinking, using drugs more than usual. Unusually angry, edgy, fighting with family, friends.
And so if you notice maybe several of these symptoms at once and you decide that it's in this person's best interest for you to try to intervene in some way, what's the best first step?
It depends on where you are. Like we have quite a few coalition members in the family resource centers at the high schools. Middle schools, go talk to your family resource center to reach out. Here on the campus, they can send students to the counseling center, psychological center, just to get, you know, get an expert's opinion on it. We have the suicide prevention hotline number and also the crisis text number that a lot of our students use.
As people get older, do the reasons that they would have suicidal feelings change? You know, does a 15-year-old experience the same thing as a 55-year-old?
You know, suicide thoughts goes along all age ranges. A high population is the elderly population. Theirs may be financial or health. But I think for the most part, it's loneliness, that kind of thing. It goes across ages. Breakups are a lot of reasons for youth suicide attempts.
Well, if someone wants to get involved with the coalition, are there resources online or a number they could call or an email?
Yes, we have our website up. It's thewarriorsofhopeky.com. And we also have a Facebook page, Suicide Prevention Coalition of Callaway County. And we have an email address, spcccinfo@gmail.com.
Was there anything else you want to talk about the coalition or about the Warriors of Hope March?
We welcome all. It's a community-wide organization. We meet at Poly Eyes once a month, usually at about 1 o'clock or so, but we will be trying to get that information on our Facebook page. You're welcome to join us. We are here to support family members who have lost family members to suicide and to find ways to prevent it. We're also working on bringing a movie called The Ripple Effect. It's a featured documentary focusing on the devastating effects of suicide and the tremendous positive ripple effects. The film highlights the story of Kevin Hines, who at age 19, attempted to take his life by jumping from the Golden Gate Bridge. He's a world-renowned mental health advocate, motivational speaker, and author who travels the globe spreading his message of hope, recovery, and wellness. And we're hoping to bring that within the next few months.
Of late, I've noticed more portrayals of suicide in popular culture on TV and movies. Do you think this is beneficial in that it brings attention to the subject, or could it in some way romanticize suicide for people?
It could go either way, unfortunately. It does bring the option into awareness. We find that family members who've experienced death by suicide, it becomes an option of a way out. So that's why we want to get this information out so people have other choices.